Hello and welcome, everyone. Welcome to Illuminating Minds Radio. This is Dr. Joanna Johnston. And today we're going to be talking, or I'm going to be talking about, basically putting everything together, okay? It's all about putting everything together. You know, I've been teaching the whole thing about secure creditor for so many years. And, you know, before I ever got into teaching about the secure creditor, I was talking about spirituality. I was talking about the books that I've read, you know, David Icke, Children of the Matrix, Michael Tsarian, a lot of these awesome speakers talking about what is going on with our current reality, the star system, starseed people, lightworker stuff. I was all into that. I was talking about that. That's how I became known, actually, on YouTube many years ago. And it was because of that I became known. It wasn't because of the secure creditor movement. But when I got into the secure creditor movement, that then, you know, it took me to a whole other level. So what I'm doing now is I am putting everything together. I'm not just only focusing on the secure creditor, you know, and the trust thing. I'm bringing in a lot more as far as the history, because in order to understand how we can take our power back as a human race, in order for us to understand, we need to go to the past. We need to know who the frick we are. How were we created? Where did we come from? What actually happened? What put us in this predicament in the first place? And what brought us into slavery in the first place? That's what we need to know. It isn't just it started in 1871 and 1933. That's a bunch of bullshit. It started way the hell back. And we're talking 13,000 years ago. Okay. So in order for you to take your power back and understand the power that you have, as an awesome sentient being that you are, and to learn about the powers that you have to go to the past to understand. And many people are not doing that. Many people are saying, no, it just happened here in America, or, you know, or in the Americas. It only happened in the United States. No, we have to go way back. And what I highly suggest is start by reading the book by Zechariah Sitchin, The 12th Planet. And this is exactly what Eddie told me many, many years ago. And Eddie was the man that basically, after my divorce, I went through some shit badly. I was a housewife. I didn't know how to fend for myself. I didn't know how to freaking, but I had a skills and abilities, you know, which was graphic design and being a reader, but it was not enough for me to really make a living in San Diego. It's very expensive there. And that's where my family was from. So I had to work as a dancer. For, you know, maybe 8 months. I wasn't in there for a long time. And he came into one of the clubs, and just out of the blue, we just started talking. And he said, oh my gosh, he said, I could see the tattoo on your back, he told me, because I have the Eye of Ra, or Eye of Horus, on my back. And he says, oh, I went into the pyramids, I went to Egypt, and I hurt myself. I hurt my knee. And so from there, we had a wonderful conversation, and he is actually Tunisian. He was Tunisian and American. And we started talking about Eric Van Daniken, Chariots of the Gods. If any of you have ever heard about Eric Van Daniken, we go into that. And, you know, just about like the aliens or astronauts and all this stuff, like there were ancient people, but they were ancient aliens. And, you know, and my father was the one that got me into that. And I thought that was pretty interesting, because he was the only person that I would talk to about it. And then here comes this guy out of nowhere. We're talking about Eric Van Daniken. You know, it was crazy. I was about maybe 28 years old, 28, 29 years old at the time. And then we started talking about Celestine Prophecy. He started bringing that up. And I said, he's like, oh my God, you read that book? I said, yeah, the Celestine Prophecy. You know, it's about basically that you are God within. That God moves through you. The essence of God, or the higher creator, the creation source, we call it source. I don't go back to Yahweh, and I'm going to tell you why. But anyways, we go to source. You know, I do believe in the creator of all things, and it's love, completely limitless love. Okay. So we went into talking about a bunch of things, but one thing I do remember mainly And I never got to read back then was The 12th Planet by Zechariah Sitchin. He says, you need to read that. I read other books of Zechariah Sitchin. I've read many other books of his, but I never really got to read The 12th Planet. And that was his first book. Zechariah Sitchin, who he was a man that basically, he taught himself to decode the Sumerian text. And the Sumerian cuneiform text, language, okay, trying to understand what the cuneiform, the stone tablets were saying. And when he finally figured out what it was all about, he wrote books about it. And it was mind-blowing. It talks about the mythology, of course. It's always about the myths, right? The myths of the gods. But it really goes to the next level of who the gods were. And if you read it, and it's available for everyone now. It's available for everyone. You can go to UCLA. You can go to the universities. You can go anywhere, and they will translate it for you. The tablets, the ancient Sumerian tablets. And I highly recommend you do that, because it is important to do your own discernment, really, to really understand and to see for yourself. And now it's widely available for people to know, people to see the truth. And it talks about the Anunnaki. It goes all the way back. The Anunnaki were an extraterrestrial race, not from planet Earth or realm Earth or flat Earth, whatever you want to call this place. But they come from another realm or another planet, if you will. And the planet is called Nibiru. And they talk about the wars that happened there, that the war, that something happened. One of the planets blew up and, you know, or it became unlivable, uninhabitable. They couldn't live there anymore. So they ended up, they came to planet Earth. And they brought with them their technologies. And this, like I said, it goes back thousands of years. The Anunnaki were here. This is all coming from the Sumerian text, okay? It's not me channeling anything like that. We're just going straight to the Sumerian text, what Zechariah Sitchin has mentioned. And even Billy Carson, that's another one I want to talk about. He's freaking awesome. He's on fire, that guy. But anyway, it goes all the way back to 400,000 years ago that the Anunnaki came to planet Earth. Okay. So what happened? Well, let's say our cousins were here. Our cousins were the Neanderthals. They were the cavemen. They were the ones, you know, living in survival mode. They were cavemen at the time. So 400,000 years ago, the Anunnaki arrived, according to the Sumerian text, and they saw workers. Something that could help them, because they needed something to do on planet Earth. They were like, you know, we need to coordinate something. We need to create civilizations here on this realm. And, you know, they were bickering with each other. The Anunnaki were fighting with each other, saying, I can't do this. I can't do that. You know, they all thought that they were la-ti-da, you know, all royalty and all that stuff. So, you know, they're too good for that. So they decided, you know what? Let's check out the people that are already here. You know, our cousins were already here, and our cousins, like I said, were like the Neanderthal, the cavemen. They were already doing what they do, you know, living in survival, hunting, gathering. They were already doing what they were doing. You know, they were just following, going along with nature, the way that nature is. So our cousins were here already. And so the Anunnaki decided, you know what? We need a race that's going to work for us. They need to be our slaves, basically. They need to work for us. And so the geneticist, Enki, who was the brother of Enlil, we're going to get into that very soon. It was actually Enlil's decision, actually. And he's wasn't a very nice Anunnaki guy. And we're going to tell you why and how it all fits in and merges into one little story, this major story. Creation story, right? Creation myth thing, they like to say. But Enki was a geneticist. He was a master geneticist, and he ended up tinkering with our DNA on the orders of Enlil, okay, and to basically change the Neanderthal or the caveman, cavewoman into more like them, to look like them. And it says in the Bible, basically, it pretty much confirms that, you know, that the human being is like them. If you see it's in plural form, I have the Bible here to read that part for you. But if you really look, it's not just the likeness of him, it is a likeness of them. So they genetically modified the human being to make them look like the Anunnaki, and the Anunnaki look like us. We look just like them. Okay, they might have been a lot taller, because from what you see with the infrastructures in, you know, with the Mayan pyramids here, the Egyptian pyramids, you know, some of this in Peru, if you see these infrastructures, all these stone temples, you could tell that giants actually built them, not just people like us, as short as we are. I mean, I'm real short. I'm only 5'2", right? And even the Mayans were really short. You see some short Mayans over here. And the Mayans did not build the pyramids. I'm going to tell you that right now. So that's what happened. You see, the whole slavery thing happened way back then. It didn't happen in 1933. It didn't just start in 1871 that a lot of these patriots and sovereigns like to talk about. It goes way the frick back. If you are courageous enough to do the serious research, you know, and learn exactly what happened, whether you like to hear it or not, if you are courageous enough and you are a truth seeker like I am, you don't give a crap if it shatters your religion or your spirituality, but you need to know what really happened back then. That is where you go. True history. Okay. And you can find the Sumerian text anywhere in the colleges. They have some type of computer where it will translate every single thing on the Sumerian text, and it will tell you the whole story right in front of your face. So what happened then? Well, we started worshiping the Anunnaki because they included something within our genetic code that we were worshiped to have a worshiping thing within us, that we have to worship something beyond us. And it's very, very natural. Okay. Very natural for us to call upon our higher self, call upon God, call upon whoever to come and intervene in our lives. We have that code within us. And also, we are, you know, Enki also included something very awesome. He included something within our genetic code that would be even more powerful and more smarter and more wise than the Anunnaki. And Enlil found out about that and was really pissed off. So there was a big war between Enlil and Enki at the time, and they were Anunnakis. Those of you who are coming a little bit later here, we're talking about the Anunnaki, okay? So there was a big war between the two brothers, and Enlil was the type that was like, hey, you know what? I want them to worship me. I'm the only god. No one else but me. They can only worship me. And he was the one that created the floods. He was the one that murdered a bunch of babies. He was Yahweh. Okay. You have to go back, as uncomfortable as it is, and learn the history. Many people will not do this. They prefer to hold on to what is secure for them. And I'll tell you, your comfort zone is the thing that is killing you right now. Many people hold on to that because they want to feel safe and secure. But I will tell you this, the Anunnaki are not our creators. They did not create us in the beginning. They genetically tinkered with our DNA, but they did not create us. That is the all creation, the creator, the all primal creator, if you will. But it was not Yahweh. It was not this God from the Torah. This God from the Torah, after you start reading about the Sumerian, the gods and the Sumerian gods that were the Anunnaki, and you start getting into that, and then you go into the Torah and you start reading the Bible, you're going to realize that there is something extremely, extremely parallel, that the stories are very parallel with each other. Because a lot of the information in the Holy Bible was taken from other ancient texts from all over the world. Many of it was from the Sumerians. Many was from the Egyptians or the Mayans or whatever the heck. A lot of the information was taken from these ancient texts, and they ended up utilizing it to, you know, morph it so that their slaves can believe it. And it goes all the way back. Now, of course, is there any evidence of this? Okay, for one, the Sumerian text tells you the story. And not only just the Sumerian text, but the Mayas, they tell a story of a great flood. Epic of Gilgamesh tells you the story of the great flood. Indonesia, India, all these places all over the world talk about a great flood that happened. But it wasn't just one great flood. It was many great floods that happened. In Inca, the Inca times, they talk about a great flood. And usually after the great flood, what happens? Here comes these holy people on a boat somewhere, or who knows, in a freaking spaceship, coming down to teach the human beings, now let's pick up our stuff and let's build civilization back up again. And why would they build it up so fast, at a record speed? It's because they're getting help from somewhere else. So many of these gods that we think are gods floating around with cherubs and freaking angels and horns and whatever, that is a mythical painting, a figment, a painting of the imagination of the people, because they were taught. They were taught by the Anunnaki to worship them and to believe that they were their gods. Okay? And Amun-Ra was all based on only worshiping him, monolithic, worship him only. That when you say amen, you're saying, you know, you're basically calling down upon this horrific figure. And Akhenaten had something to do with this. Okay, Akhenaten back then was all about, you know, defacing all the gods and only worship me. It was all about control. And when you think about it, it was all about control. And if you look at the way that his head looks, you know, it looks like a pine cone. And it resembles pretty much a lot of these other species that Karen Hudis spoke of, known as the Homeopensis, who have walked the earth for many, many years. And we're talking Anunnaki bloodline. Okay. Now, from what we've also have done some research that the Mayan people are the direct descendants of the Anunnaki. You see, we're not direct descendants of the Anunnaki, but we were genetically modified to look like them. I mean, we do have their genetic code inside of us. But the Mayan people are direct descendants from the Anunnaki. They're shorter now, but back in the day, they were very, very, very tall. And that is why they built these pyramids. And when you see, and they're not even pyramids here in Mexico, they're actually ziggurats. And they are so similar to the Sumerian temples there. The Sumerian so-called pyramids, they were ziggurats. They are almost identical. They don't look like the pyramids of Egypt. They look like the ziggurats. Okay? So we're going to get even further down. So now we're understanding, according to the Sumerian text, that Yahweh, and you know, he was a jealous God. He was the one that, hey, if you don't follow me, you're going to fry in hell. That language, that comes from like a being, some type of entity that deals with ego problems. Okay. This is not an entity or like the creator of all. And I've experienced the creator of all. When I went through my hypnosis experience through quantum healing hypnosis, my first time, my first session, it's past life regression. I went straight to source, and I'll tell you from my experience, anyway, I can only say from my experience, because I was wrestling with, you know, the thought, like, who is God? I mean, where do we come from? We're hearing about the Anunnaki and all this shit. What's going on? But I actually went to source, and source is absolutely love. loves you no matter what. You could be the worst murderer on the planet. You are so loved always. Like, it is such a love. It is so unconditional that you could do whatever and it will always love you. And it, I don't even know what it was. It was just this beautiful, warm light, this glow of light that where we come from, like the central sun. Some call it the central sun, but I call it source of all. Okay. We come from that beautiful, amazing spark of love. So to know that, you have no fear when you move on to the other side. You have no fear. You know you're loved no matter what. But in the hardest judgment, the hardest judge ever is not God or this God you think is God out there judging you. It is yourself. Because when you leave this world, you move into consciousness, you move into love, you move into all knowing, and you will be the hardest judge on yourself when you see how you acted as a human. You'll be like, oh my God, why the hell did I act like that? I act like such a child, you know, like what the hell? I could have done better. And a lot of times we decide, you know what, we're going to come back because I know I can do better. I mean, that's many, many, many people who have left this world or they've experienced the afterlife. But it also has to do with beliefs, too. If you believe in Jesus and you believe in heaven, you go to heaven. You go to Jesus. If you believe in Krishna and you believe that you're going to meet him or even Buddha, you will meet them because of your belief. So when you leave this world, it is based upon your belief system. Entirely. If you leave with fear that you're afraid that someone's going to eat you up or something on the other side, you better be careful. Okay. But it's all based on your belief. And that is why, and we will get, I don't want to jump around too much, but we'll get into the magical side later on in this podcast as much as I possibly can. It's just something I have to share with you. I really have to share with you this information because people will not get it. You will not understand fully why you're doing what you're doing with paperwork, with being a secure creditor and all this stuff and getting a trust done. You won't really understand wholeheartedly until you understand what happened to you or your ancestors. What happened and why are we where we're at? So there's a lot more facts. A lot more evidence of why and how we were genetically modified. According to Francis Crick, he was a he dealt with geneticism or something like that. He was a scientist, and he also mentioned that we as a human race have 22 other extraterrestrial races within our DNA, and we are considered royalty. So maybe the Anunnaki were considered royalty, so therefore we are a replica of them, okay? And, of course, they never found the missing link. Hello? They never found the missing link. I wonder why, right? So with that being said, I also learned a lot from Billy Carson. I mean, a lot of things he talks about, I already knew. Because I've already studied, but way before that, you know, studying Eric Van Daniken, Zechariah Sitchin's work, David Icke and all that stuff. But he tends to bring a lot more together where you can really understand it better. He's really good. If you haven't heard of him, I suggest start learning right away. He's got a book on the Emerald Tablet, the Commendium on the Emerald Tablet, and he talks about it in his own way through his own research. He really integrates everything to understand about human, about where we humans came from. And also, there are no races, okay? Our ancestors or our cousins, if you will, the Neanderthals, they were several races. Who knows what races they were? They were black, they were brown, but they were Neanderthals, okay? We don't look like Neanderthals. So there were different types of strands and races that we ended up, that the Anunnaki ended up injecting within our DNA code. For what reason? I don't know. It could be the fact that the Anunnaki, there are different races within the Anunnaki. Okay. Different races out there. All freaking types. And it has nothing to do with the environment. Like, oh, if you live in Africa, you're going to, you know, your skin's going to be darker and all this stuff. If you live up in the north, you're going to be white. You know, it's really actually that is BS. It has to do with the genetic code within us that was already injected within us. And Billy Carson talks about it. He really gets into the work of Zechariah Sitchin stuff. But anyway, moving further along. Okay, so the serpent that whispered in Eve's ear, okay, Adam and Eve, that said, oh, you know, that was supposedly the devil. Okay, that was Satan. And he was casted out of heaven and all this stuff, right? Because he didn't follow Yahweh and what Yahweh wanted. Well, the serpent actually was speaking to Eve, and it was actually Enki when Adam was out there working with Yahweh, okay, one of the Anunnaki gods. Enki went to Eve and said, hey, I need to tell you the truth. I need to tell you what the frick is going on, because he actually gave a shit about humanity. He really cared for us a lot. He did not like the way that humanity was going and how we were treated. And so he figured, if I tell Eve this, everyone's going to wake up and they're going to know the truth. So he told them, he told her, you are the God you're worshiping, or you think is God, is not a God. He is an Anunnaki. He's from the star system of Nibiru and whatever the hell. He told her the truth and said, why are you so worried about clothing yourself? You know, you're fine. There's nothing wrong with your body. You're fine. So, I mean, he basically taught her, gave her wisdom, and that was eating the apple from the tree of life. He gave her wisdom, which is very similar to what people are saying that Lucifer was. Lucifer was the serpent, or Azazel was the serpent, or who knows, Satan was the serpent, who knows what the hell. But anything that was adversarial, it could have been a freaking marshmallow for all we know. Any type of adversarial that was an adversary to Yahweh, okay? Because Yahweh wanted everyone to believe that he created them. I know I created you. You came from me and I'm the one, but yet he's got this narcissistic attitude. Okay. Does not come from a place of love, unconditional love, nada. And it all goes back to the Sumerian text, and he is known as Enlil. And so the people woke up and they started seeing the difference between right and wrong, good and evil, knowledge, all of the stuff that who they truly are. And it really pissed off Yahweh. So there was this big war again between the two brothers and Enlil. Yahweh casted Enki out and, you know, and demonized him. Not demonetized, demonized him, basically, and saying, you know, I cast you out, and that's, I would think maybe that's Lucifer, Azazel, whatever, cast you out, you're trying to help, you're trying to mislead my people, and whatever. And he was trying to tell the truth, okay? So Enki is also portrayed as Thoth, Hermes Trismegistus. And Thoth was the Egyptian god of writing, scribing, of knowledge, and wisdom. And that's where the Emerald Tablet was created, was through Thoth, or Enki now. And it was found here in the Yucatan, Mexico. And they were in a type of material that was it looks like emerald, like an emerald green material, but this material they've never seen on this planet. It comes from another world, they say. Okay. And it's very interesting because Billy Carson, I mean, there was already a book, a translation for the Emerald Tablets, and it's basically how Enki or Thoth instructed humanity to say, hey, this, you know, follow me, I am the way. Kind of like what Jesus said, same thing, follow me, I am the way. And Jesus was actually more compassionate too. He was way more compassionate than this Yahweh. Follow me, I know the way. I'm here to help you guys get out of the shit that you're in. Okay? So this has been going on for a very, very, very long time. And I highly suggest, if you are a secured creditor, if you are learning about it, and learning about sovereignty. You just woke up and just realized something about your birth certificate, Bond, and where it all came from. Start by reading The 12th Planet or get into Billy Carson's work, because he basically derives everything from there. Everything's derived from whatever other translators who've actually translated the Sumerian text and all that stuff, okay? And then you're going to understand the full history, why we are enslaved. It isn't because it's just the elite, they're human beings like us and, you know, and whatever, they're very rich and they're billionaires. And it goes way beyond that. The people that are in charge or in power of this planet were given that by the Anunnaki to say, hey, you know what, we have to go. Because according to, I don't know exactly, but they were saying according to Bashar anyway, I can't really speak about it, but Bashar, if you've ever heard him, he's a channeler. Darrell Inca is a channeler, Bashar, that because the Anunnaki did what they did, they basically went against divine law. They went against the law. They weren't supposed to do what they were doing to genetically modify us. So that pretty much they were kicked out of here. Okay. They were somewhat kicked out of here, and so they ended up instructing a lot of these other families, these big families, to rule over us, okay, to watch over us and rule over us and make sure that we don't step out of line and yada yada, okay. But it's under Enlil's ruling, and this is where the Vatican comes from. Let them still keep on believing this bullshit religion, to keep them subservient, to keep them in place so they can believe that their sinners are not good enough and they have to pray to me. You know, they got to keep praying to me. I mean, what a life to keep living that lie. And Enki, Thoth, comes from the Enki lineage. And a lot of these ancient gods that were demonized, such as I mentioned before, like Azazel and many of these other so-called demons, were actually on Enki's side in the beginning. And according to history, when you think about it, according to history about Azazel, he was there, he stole fire from the gods, he stole weaponry from the gods. Why? Because he gave it to humanity to protect themselves, to defend themselves against this tyrannical god that wanted to be the ruler of everything, okay? And also taught women to wear makeup, you know, just to glamorize themselves and whatever. But of course, he was a bad person. He, you know, led all the humans astray, but really, it's really a reversal. It's a reversal. Everything that's has been going on in this world is a reversal. So if you think what is good is good, is actually bad. It's a whole mind fuck, if you will. But when you start to learn the history, when you start to delve into a lot of these mythical writings, you're going to find out a lot of the truth. Okay. So once you're able to find out the truth, now you can go into, okay, you know what? So who am I? What is my capability on this planet? Am I just a slave? No, you're not. You are not a slave. You are more than that. You are considered royalty. All human beings on this planet are considered royalty due to the genetic coding within our DNA, according to Francis Crick, the scientist. Okay. You can look him up as well. And we are royalty, but it's way beyond what you think. Way beyond what you think. Has nothing to do with planet Earth. It's the fact, okay, yeah, we were, you know, Terrans at one time for a bit, but we are extraterrestrial lineage too, or we have that coding in us, okay? So with that power, what can we do? Well, we can create our own reality. We have powerful imagination. We can use magic to do what it is that we want, to create the reality that we want and connect with specific entities or energies or elementals or whatever to help us get what we want in our lives. Or it's not even getting things that we want, it's bettering yourself. It's about personal development. That's what magicians do. Not, you know, there's different types of magicians. And me, on the other hand, has always been about personal development. You know, it helped me be a better version of myself so I can create a better world in my reality. You know, we have that power to do that. We have the power of telepathy. We have the power of clairvoyance. We have the power of astral travel. We have so much freaking power. And this is what Eddie told me many, many years ago, And I didn't understand him at the time. You know, he was a multimillionaire, by the way. He was a multimillionaire, and he had a company that was dealing with air cars. And many people were relying on him. He was working with this company, MDI from France. And he had $500 million in his bank account that was frozen from Bank of America. He couldn't touch it for over a year. And we spent about a couple months together, and he just told me all this freaking information, all this wild, crazy information. I just could not grasp it. I mean, I was just all into Wicca, you know, tarot readings, psychic. That was my life. That was my life back in North Carolina. Okay. And then here he comes with this information about star seeds, Palladians, Syrians. I'm like, whoa, you lost me there. You lost me there. He's like, you don't realize how freaking magnificent you are, how important you are. And it wasn't just, he wasn't referring just me. He was referring to the human race, like how fucking amazing we are. And we don't realize that. We still believe that we're slaves. We act like slaves, and we're still worshiping like slaves. Like we're not good enough, and our self-esteem is shot. Okay. So it's like when you're told something for so long that you are here to work for money, and slave for money, which money actually comes from them, comes from the belief, the system that we need to work for money. And reality, we don't have to work for money because we can actually manifest it if we wanted to. If we were that advanced, we can manifest things. And they, you know, or even acquire credit, acquire loans. You can do all of these things if you know how to work the system in a different way than what you've been taught, you know, which is barely anything in high school. And, you know, of course, I prefer to work for assets, which is Bitcoin and Ethereum and all that stuff. And it's wonderful because that is in the system now. We got Bitcoin. We got all types of cryptocurrencies, and people are moving away from that fiat system of slavery. And it is freaking awesome when you can just move away from that shit. And there are so many opportunities now. Okay. We have that opportunity. But before all that, this whole, and it's funny, I am Alex Collier. He was the contactee for the Andromedans, if you've ever heard about him. Very, very interesting guy. Very interesting guy. He had a very interesting experience with Andromedans, okay? Ever since he was a child, he went into spaceships and everything. He explains all of this stuff. And he says that the Andromedans say, ask him, why do you live in a planet that you have to pay for? And he said that sat with him for a very, very long time since he was a kid. Why do you have to pay for a planet that you live on, that you are from, that you were born on? That's what it is. Why do you pay for a planet that you were born on? It doesn't make any sense. So a lot of this information, like I said, it goes all the way back to the Anunnaki. And then you can learn from David Icke. He goes into the families. He goes into all the families that rule over the people. And you know what? All your presidents, it doesn't matter who they are, Biden, Trump, they are all cut from the same branch. They are your rulers. They're here to rule over you. Doesn't matter if Trump, it sounds like he's on your side. They're both cut from the same branch, because they all have the same bloodline that goes all the way back to the Merovingians. The Merovingians, guys, is connected to the Anunnaki. So, and how interesting. Trump says, oh, my mother's from Scotland. Well, there you go. There's a Scottish Rite there. This is the Knights Templar from Scotland. It's all derived. They're all from the same bloodline, including Obama. Same thing. But yet, we as a human race, we have to keep worshiping these politicians, believing that they're going to change our lives for us, that it's up to them, not us. It's up to them. Our votes count, right? Our votes count. Maybe if you actually take your power back as a fucking magician, excuse my French, and know who the hell you are, you don't need to worship anybody. You know, the only thing that you would connect with and work with are your entities, the entities that are here, that have been here, that have defended humankind for a very long time, that were seen as horrible, horrible entities. And these are the ancient gods. The Roman Empire demonized everything, demonized all pagan gods as demons, devils, or evil. They are an abomination to the Lord. You need to come through us and you need to pay us a shitload of money and for your confessions and your sins in the Roman Church. So let's talk about the Roman Catholics and what happened back then, back in 1300 when Pope Boniface the VIII came into play. Well, during that time, this is the 1300s, this is like thousands of years later from the Anunnaki creation, and I mean, or the genetic manipulation that happened, him and the Vatican and all of them decided, you know, we're going to create the Unum Sanctum Trust. And what the Unum Sanctum Trust was to control the souls of the world. Now, I don't believe that for one moment, guys. I don't believe that they actually have that power to control your soul. They can control your mind, though. They can control your beliefs. That can affect your soul when you leave this world. You better freaking believe it. But they control your brain. And they control by using the Unum Sanctum Trust, making them the trustees and the administrators of all the human beings' trust. And they wrote this on a human skin. And you know what? When I put that information out on TikTok, it didn't even last a day. They had to shut that down. And I was talking nice. I wasn't talking vulgar. I was just simply speaking up about this history, that if it was true or not, you know, what do you think? They didn't even allow me to continue. They marked it as community violation to our community guidelines. Okay. So that's what happened. This is when one of the first, there were other trusts that were created back way back in Greek, like Greece, many, many, many years ago before that. But the first trust that had to control the world or the souls of the world was the Unum Sanctum Trust. And what they did was, and according to Santos Bonacci's research, and I found that to be very interesting. That's how I found this information, by the way. So I'm going to give him a lot of credit and kudos for this. basically, what happened was the Knights Templar were out fighting for Christ, or it was the Crusaders. The Crusades were fighting for Christ, right? So what they did is, okay, well, you know, since we're going to be, you know, fighting for Christ and all this stuff, here's all of our things, our houses, our money, our wives, our children, everything. So they ended up saying for the Unum Sanctum Trust, oh, not a problem. We could just put that in the trust. So in case you don't come back, you die, your family will be taken care of. We will be the trustees administering this particular trust. And, you know, when they didn't come back, then hell, you know, everything went to them, to the Roman Catholics or the church, right? Or Roman Empire. And, so that's how they started to control everybody under the trust anyway, in that way. It didn't begin with a birth certificate bond, guys. If anything, it probably started with a baptismal certificates, if anything, which are also bonds too. So it goes way the hell back. And that's why history, I love history. I get into it and I've read so many books on history. So with that knowledge and there's more I need to learn. There's so much more and there'll always be more to learn. But one thing I can say is a lot of the stuff that we have been taught has been twisted, guys and girls. It's been completely twisted because they want to disempower us. So no, you're not supposed to learn magic. No, you're not supposed to learn this type of dark magic, this stuff. I mean, I'm going to tell you what happened to E.A. Coetting. You know, if you've ever heard about E.A. Coetting, I love that guy. He's been wonderful. He's actually saved my life. He is the black magician. He's been all over YouTube for the longest time, teaching people the black arts, the dark arts, how to connect with the powerful demons and how to connect with the powerful ancient gods, which they truly are, though, the ancient, ancient gods, which are probably derived from the Anunnaki as well, but the ones that are on the side of the human being, right, of the human race. So what happened was he was on there for 10 years, and you know, I learned a lot from him. I learned about Azazel. I learned about connecting with my spirits and energies and these types of entities. Completely changed my life. Completely changed my life. Everything that I ever wanted. I wanted connection with my daughter again that was taken from me when she was 4 years old. No, even though I called so many freaking times and wanted to contact my daughter. Oh, sorry. She doesn't want to talk to you. That's all I heard for about, I don't know how many years, right? She doesn't want to talk, and she's not going to say that. She's not going to say that. It was all bullshit. They were trying to keep me from my daughter. So I went through every magic you could think of. I went through Yoruba. I went through Santeria. I went through the Kabbalah. I went through the Hermetic Order of the Golden Dawn. None of that shit worked. Nothing worked. And one day I decided, you know what? I'm going to freaking do what people would think was forbidden. Whew, forbidden, and it would cost me my soul and damnation to the fires of hell. And I made a pact with Azazel. Ooh, how horrible that was. I made a pact with Azazel 8 years ago, and I'll tell you, within 8 months, my daughter that I did not speak to for many years contacts me on Facebook, and she was 16 years old. She couldn't wait to talk to me after all these years. And my ex-husband, the father of my daughter, with the wife that kept me from talking to my daughter, they got in a violent divorce because the wife was taking the money from my ex-husband's money, working hard like a slave, taking that money, giving it to the ex-husband that tried to kill her with a gun, who was in prison. Talk about some crazy freaking shit, right? It happened exactly at the same freaking time because I put it in my pack. Please let me talk to my daughter and let everything go back on my ex-husband for what he did to me. Let him pay for what he did to me and that bitch she's with. And you know what? They paid for it. They got divorced and then he moved on with someone else. And she seems actually pretty cute. She looks a cute girl. I have nothing against her, nothing. She's just misled by him, of course. He's one of the biggest narcissists on this freaking universe. But anyway, that's a whole other story. So just letting you know, it freaking worked for me, okay? And I couldn't do the secure creditor work because I didn't know how to do the custody thing. It was too much shit. Anything with custody is very difficult and hard. So I went to heavy, heavy magic, and it freaking worked. Okay, so for those of you who are going through a custody battle right now, you're going through some crazy shit. That's, to me, that's the way I went. I went that route, and I'll tell you how funny. Every angel, everything else that I've learned that was supposed to be good magic never freaking helped me. Hardly. But for this situation, it was like, man, it happened so fast, so quick, that it just blew my freaking mind. Okay, so what happened to EA Quetting? Let's get back to that story right now. What happened to him? Well, he's been teaching people how to freaking defend themselves using the forces of darkness that we were taught that were evil to humankind. And out of the blue, what happened was there was this crazy guy. He was psychologically messed up in the head. And I think it was completely fabricated anyway. Not just fabricated, but it was designed. And I'll tell you why. Well, this guy went to the forum of EA Quetting's forum, and he only went like a few times. He never once bought anything from EA Quetting once from what he mentioned. And he was causing a lot of like issues there. Like, and people ended up, he was asking a bunch of questions and just doing a bunch of crazy stuff or acting weird. So they ended up, the moderator ended up banning his ass. Okay. And so shortly after, you find out that he murdered two women in England. Two sisters were murdered. He did a pact with one of the demons, and he took a freaking knife and just went over there to murder them. And I'm like, it doesn't make sense, because a demonolater or demonolatress, one that works with demons, would know you don't have to go and take a knife to go kill somebody. You can use magic to destroy someone's life. Of course you can. You can even probably cause death. You don't need to go as far as taking a freaking knife and slaughtering people. You don't have to do that. You don't even have to go near that. So psychologically, the guy was already effed up in the head. So they found his pact and all this stuff and said, oh, I learned from E.A. Coetting everything. But he was never a student of E.A. Coetting. He just went into the forum and he was probably learning from other people in the forum. Sure. And so what happened was they linked it all the way back to him, to E.A. And then before you know it, YouTube takes all his full channel down. I think at the time he had 100,000 members or maybe 90,000 or something like that. Subscribers, and they took his freaking channel down because he's teaching people how to defend themselves from the law, from a tyrannical government, what you can do and what you haven't been taught, and secrets from the Illuminati that the Illuminati don't want you to know. Okay, so he, and I was listening to his recording just last night, a podcast, fucking awesome podcast. He's a really awesome guy, by the way. He really is a sweetheart. And it was about 3 hours. And if you go to, I've been posting it everywhere on godsofamenti.com, in the Circle of Azazel anyway. But he was mentioning, he says, this whole thing was designed to take me down. You know, now it's like a complete witch hunt because of who he is. He's trying to share the knowledge of what Enki was trying to share, humanity. You know, what Enki was trying to do way back in the Garden of Eden, this is what E.A. Coetting was trying to do for all of humanity. You know, guys, eat that freaking apple, wake the fuck up, have some cappuccino while you're at it, and wake up to what the frick is going on around you. Why are you worshiping these masters, or you think are masters, and why do you portray yourself as slaves that you think that you are? Use your magic, use the power, connect with the angels, or if you want to call them demons, or the ancient gods to help you with your life, to better your life. And so he was, taken down. But the thing is, you know, he was a very smart businessman. He took all the leads from everybody. You know, he didn't rely on YouTube. And now he's on TikTok. And he's already experiencing the feeling of TikTok. TikTok, I'm going to tell you guys everything here. These platforms are designed to find you and single you out. I'm going to tell you that right now. They took me down. YouTube took me down. TikTok took me down. And I never talked about anything heinous, nothing. You know, I am a woman with some class here. I know what to say and what not to say. And I, you know, definitely, boom, took me down. Because I'm trying to share with human race about the power of being a secure creditor and a foreign agent. Hell, I wasn't even talking about spirituality or any of that, hardly. And they took my freaking channel down. So E.A. Coetting's getting that already. He's already getting, you know, they single you out. They find you with their freaking AI bots. And they put you and they categorize your ass. So that way, if you try to put yourself out there, I mean, this is the beginning of the social credit system. This is the beginning of the biometrics system, guys. And this is what I'm telling you. Thankfully, I am a secure creditor. Thankfully, I'm that. Whether they agree with me or not, they cannot try to, you know, come after me because they see me as a slave, because I am not a slave. I'm now a diplomat, elite, all that stuff. I transmuted my social security number. I did all that. I defeated child support, which is very unheard of to defeat them. It's very unheard of to do that. I defeated their asses. I got my passport back. So what does that tell you? That means that I'm no longer in the slave trade. Okay. I'm not in the slave group, but there are forces that don't want people like us speaking out, okay? So, of course, you know, they may not come after me through, you know, credit scores or whatever, or however, because they see me as a slave, but there will be other parties that will try to, they will try to hunt us down. We call it a witch hunt. And they'll use their AI, their robots, all that shit to hunt people down like us, just to keep quiet, to shut up, okay? But the thing is, the people have more power. And if they keep allowing this bullshit to continue, It's going to happen, guys. It's going to be your worst nightmare. And I will tell you, I have a connection, a good friend of mine who is former Navy. He just got out of the Navy. He is a Navy officer. I actually dated him. We're good friends, though. He now works for cybersecurity, and he's my direct connection to all that, to the contact of what's going on. And I had a dream about him not too long ago, and I haven't talked to him in like 3 years. I dreamt that I was in Seattle, Washington, visiting him. My whole family and I, we went to go visit him, and he was hiding. He was like hiding from the work he was doing. And I go, what is it? What are you doing? He goes, oh my God, I have to hide. And he was dodging their calls, and he didn't want to come to the door and all this crazy weird shit, right? And then in the dream, I remember trying to buy a bottle of water, but I couldn't. They told me in the liquor store, you need to download this app in order to buy this water. So sure shit, guess what happens? The next day, he contacts me on Facebook. I kid you not. And I said, oh my God, I just had a freaking dream about you. Well, I'm a psychic. Hello. You know, I tend to connect with my guides, and they freaking tell me what's going to happen. Okay. So I told him the dream, and he says, you know what? That is not far from the truth at all. I work for cybersecurity, and he says one of his best friends put a chip in his hand. He's volunteering for it, so he can open up his Tesla or access his Tesla or whatever, and he waves his hand over his Tesla car, and boom, the damn thing opens up. It's happening right now, folks. This is not bullshit. It's not on TV just to scare you. It is really happening. Okay. So he told me, that's very true with the water. He says, I see that happening very soon, where you have to, in order to purchase water, you have to have a chip in your hand, or you have to have one of those apps to download to buy some water. Cashless society, right? Well, they start off with the apps on your phone, and then eventually they start moving you into the chip, so everyone could be chipped. Okay. So this is what's really happening. And it's entirely up to you if you're ready to listen or not. And that's why I say it is so important to get your trust set up, or change your status from where you're at, debtor to secure creditor, transmit that social security number, get that freaking foreign trust. Why? Because you're still under the Unum Sanctum Trust. You're still under that. So you have to create your own trust. You're not here to mooch and suck off the SESKV trust. I mean, sure, I've heard, yes, a lot of the credit that we used is derived from that, but you don't have to rely on that shit. You know, like I said, there's cryptocurrency out there. There's all different types of freaking, people are using money now, different types of money. You don't have to use fiat money. You don't have to work for money anymore. You can invest in assets. And then from there, you build up your empire. That's what you can do. I mean, first, yeah, work, whatever. But you can really start investing in assets. And when you do that, then your empire builds up. And then you can do whatever the hell you want to do. Powerful assets. You know, some people think gold and silver. I mean, that's part of it. But that shit's not really going to make you rich unless the whole system crashes. Sure, you got to wait for the system crash. But I don't think the system's going to entirely crash. I really doubt it, because they are just going to transmute whatever it is that they have into something completely different, which they're already working on right now. So say you're under the radar with your social security number. Boom, slave. Get over there. Done. Okay? Very easy. And then, of course, they're going to find you through your social media. Oh, my God, are you talking bad about the government, you know? And they can find out all this stuff before you even hit the grocery store. And one guy, I heard one guy was turned away in Oregon. They tried something like this in one of the grocery stores. And they said, oh, well, sorry, but something you said on social media, something about his social media bullshit. This is what it's all about. Social engineering, social media. That's what it's all about, guys. So when you see TikTok, to me, that's worse than YouTube. But you know what? YouTube's going down that route as well, because they're using their AI bots. If you say something they don't want, if you're not sinless enough, if you're not perfect, then they're gonna hit you. And this is what they're trying to do with the creators. They're trying to make their life hell. And now, even worse, the creators are like, what the hell? They're demonetizing. I haven't done anything. I haven't even used booster ads to hit my YouTube channel. What the hell's going on? And I said, oh, I already knew that a long time ago. I don't even rely for 1 second on YouTube monetization. Mine is completely, I don't even ask for to be monetized. I don't even want to rely on their freaking money. I just like to get out there to speak my mind, and that's it. But there's places like BitChute, there's YouTube, there's Rumble. I mean, you got to really, really put yourself out there. But, you know, now, like I said, now it's like people, many of us, a lot of us have to go underground to speak our truth because we're constantly getting whacked all over the place. Oh, you're not supposed to be talking like this. Okay. Whatever happened to freedom? Freedom of speech. Whatever happened to that? And, you know, I mean, it's not even about that. I mean, they've already overrided that. And even E.A. Quetting said the same thing. It's not even about that. It's about who you are and what you represent. That's all they want to single you out. So it does sound very, very frightening and scary because of this whole crazy Orwellian nightmare. I've dreamt about this for years, and I dreamt that it began in Canada, and we're seeing it in Canada big time over there right now. They're getting ready for their 15-minute cities and all of that. So like I said, what do you do in a situation like this? Well, connect with your guides. Connect with your spiritual family, whoever the hell they are. Connect with your ancestors. You know, start being like the shaman, like the magician. The shamans that have been before you, your ancestors were all shamans, guys. All your ancestors were shamans. Start learning about that way, connecting with the earth. Possibly living on the land, you know, living out there, living, many people are doing that already, you know, living off grid because of this crazy shit going on. And I mean, we heard in Argentina, you would think Argentina is one of the most beautiful, and it is a beautiful place. We were actually thinking about going down there. That whole freaking, many parts of Argentina just got hit with a freaking laser beams, just like in Maui. And you can tell they're being hit by lasers. It's insane what's happening with the world right now because of the something to do with BRICS or whoever is going to join BRICS. Okay. And actually, from what my CIA guy said, he hangs out with the CIA people or former CIA. He's got a lot of connections. Okay. He told me, he says the BRICS is the best thing that any country would ever have right now. But yet people are so uninformed that, oh my God, the BRICS are bad. Oh no, you don't want to be part of the BRICS. You know what? Mexico is going to be part of the BRICS. Argentina is going to be part of the BRICS. There's a lot of countries all over the world that are going to be part of the BRICS because the BRICS are actually for the people. Okay. In America, forget about it. They don't want to have anything to do with it. So this is their last straw right now. They are trying to fight back because they want that control, and they cannot have that control. And that's why now we're moving into what, DEFCON 3? Have you heard about that in the United States right now? You guys are under DEFCON 3. That means that you are in the middle of a very serious, any moment, there could be a serious war, a nuclear war happening right now. Why don't you check it out on the website, what DEFCON 1, 2, 3, and 4 is, or 5. The more you get to one, that's serious. Two, one, you're finished. You're in DEFCON 3, and usually it's like very, very low. Okay. There's a lot of shit that I can't talk about on YouTube, but I can talk about it here on Podbean. No problem. That's why I decide I prefer to be on podcasts for those who are willing to listen. Okay. Anyways, I got to wrap it up. My daughter wants to make her smoothie here. Make a major blending thing. But thank you so much, guys. Thank you so much for listening to this talk because it's very educational. And I highly recommend just do your own due diligence. Don't take my word for it at all. Check out Billy Carson. Check out Zechariah Sitchin's work. Check out David Icke's work. Okay? And learn about the power that you have as a human being, that you are God essence. You are already that if you know how to utilize the power within yourself. And you can go to securecreditor.com. You can learn to become a secured creditor, foreign agent, getting your trust set up. I have a December webinar coming up. The deadline's on December 3rd. The information's on securecreditor.com. Just click on the menu. It takes you to live classes. You can go there. And I have 8 people left, 8 students I'm taking. And if you want to learn about my Circle of Azazel, I think it's on that page as well. I mean, you can go to circleofazazel.com if you're into magic. You're like, hey, you know what? I may not be into that secure creditorship, but I'm certainly into that freaking magical stuff. You can come join us. It's free. I post a bunch of books. I post a bunch of videos. So you can start learning magic right away. And I'm working on a book as well. So, you know, I just say get as many books, learn as much as you can, read as many articles, and learn about the power that was taken from you, that was hidden from you, not taken, hidden from you, to be the freaking sorcerer that you truly are. You guys are all badasses. You need to remember that. Remember who you are. Much love and light, everybody. And if you also want a reading from me, you can go to joannajohnston.com. I'll be doing readings, tarot readings. I love that stuff too. And I do hypnosis as well. But anyway, much love and light and darkness, guys. Take care. And I will let you know when I do another show.